So, Chad, at what point does the success on the football field matter when it comes to the economic driver versus the success that you've had from the business side with Mark's leadership as a football team? Does it eventually balance out? If the football team gets more successful, does that mean a better sustainable franchise in Jacksonville only because it drives ticket sales?
I think what we've got to look at is, you know, there are two components, obviously, to a football team: success on the field and obviously the commercial success. Both eventually are related, but, I mean, you know, our goal is they both have, I mean, it has to excel in both. Certainly we're having, you know, commercial success, and success on the field has to follow.
Does it make a difference if the football team's winning in terms of the bottom line for the Jaguars?
I think any time a team is winning, it has to help, no matter what sport you're in. And eventually, I think we have to remember, sports is all about winning. So,
where's your patience level with winning in now the third year with Gus and Dave in charge?
I think, believe me, they want to have success way more than any of us do. They're highly motivated. I think they're really, kind of disappointed we're not having the success we should. So, we have to see how the season unfolds. I mean, there are 10 more games to be played, so more than half the season's out there. And then we'll be able to see what's been done.
You have to separate sometimes from, obviously you're a huge fan and you're sitting there and you're watching the game like many of the fans do. Is it harder to separate that and remember the big plan? I mean, you guys went in with this idea of, hey, we've got to, we have a plan here, the plan's in place, let's let it play out and see what happens.
Yeah. But, I mean, any plan, you have to be able to measure it at times, see where you're at, mm-hmm. and then be able to, make a mid-course correction, no matter what that might be.
Will you be measuring it more by your own eye test or by the actual record?
I think it's a combination of a number of things. I don't think it's a single metric. I think it's where we were 3 years ago. I think some of us are closer. Some of us really maybe looked at it more superficially. I mean, certainly we've seen it inside out, what the challenges were and how far we've come.
Hey, Sean, you have a $6 million corner who's been voted this week. Does that, spending that kind of money on a player who doesn't make it to this season, is that question whether some of the right decisions are being made at personnel?
Well, I think what it shows is that we should not be playing players because we paid a lot of money for them, okay? The test should be, how they perform on the field. And so what position they were drafted, what we might be paying them, I mean, that shouldn't reflect, whether they earned their position to be on the field.
Gus has said a couple times after his losses, he feels that the pieces are in place to be more competitive. How much do you agree with that, or did you think maybe this was another draft and free agent away from maybe reaching 500?
Well, I think there are a lot of pieces in play, and there's certainly, a lot of room for encouragement and a lot of reasons for encouragement. But the way you measure a football team, any sports team, is wins and losses.
And are we at that point now? You feel like this team should be winning more games than they are?
I think everybody feels, we should. I look at the last three games. I think, we should have won one or more of those. And I think, there's no controversy or no dispute. It's like every player, every person who's part of the Jaguars football organization feels, we should have won. So, but what do we do, going forward? I think that's the issue. I think, and I think it's very, very important that we don't become a victim of, status quo or what we thought it was. I think the performance, the actions on the field is, what should dictate going forward. Open competition, healthy competition on the field, I think, is what it's all about.
Mark, you live in Jacksonville. what's what kind of pressure have you felt to so-called sell a team that's won 9 games in the last, 8 games in the last 3 years?
Well, the only pressure I felt is to do everything we can to repay the fans for their support. You know, they have outperformed us over the last 3 years that I've been here, and you know, when they leave the stadium not fully satisfied, you know, that's what hurts.
You feel, you hear that from the business community? Hey, I'm not buying because the team's not winning.
No,
you don't hear that.
No.
So the business community is in full support of the franchise, regardless of.
Businesses don't invest whether you win or lose. They invest on how it's going to support their business.
Right.
And to the degree that wins and losses affect the return that they receive, then they make the decision. But it's not because you win or lose. It's because what the wins and losses may do in terms of what that business receives. So, yes, it does have an impact, but it's not expressed in terms of wins and losses. It's expressed in terms of, does our relationship with the Jaguars help us move the needle in terms of our business?
So...
How encouraged are you by Blake Bortles?
I think, you know, I'm encouraged. I think you look at the progress, just about every metric. It's one of the reasons for encouragement.
Shad, you guys have a league-high amount of salary cap space at like $34 million. I think it's about $8 million more than any other team. How does that help you going forward as you continue to build things up? And what's sort of the number that you'd like to eventually get to with that?
Well, for us, we want to find the best players, and we want to pay them, you know, whatever the market wages are, and move forward. So I think resources, you know, it has not been an issue for the team. I think it's finding, the right players has been the issue. So having some dry powder, I think, is a great thing to be able to add.
Last year you laid out, when Mark made that presentation in February, about the revenue in London versus in Jacksonville. Is that number continuing to grow? If I could get both of you to answer that.
We continue to make great progress towards Shad's goal of having a stable, sustainable NFL franchise in Jacksonville. And, we've been fortunate to receive wonderful support from our fans in Jacksonville. And we've been fortunate to accrue the benefit of a growing fan base here in London.
But you even mentioned last year the percentage of revenue that comes from your London connection. Does that continue to grow?
About 15% of our revenue is sourced here in London, and the positive thing that we take from that is we actually generate more revenue in London today playing 9 games than we did 3 years ago by playing all our entire season in Jacksonville. So the model is working, and that's why we were so thrilled to be able to continue it into the future.
Is that about the number you're looking for, Shad?
I think we're looking for whatever number makes the franchise be stable. Obviously, this is a league where you want to get all the best resources to be competitive. I mean, it's a hyper-competitive league. If you're not moving forward, you're going to fall behind. So money is obviously, the medium that gets us the resources we need, whether it's people, facilities, or, any other.
Do you expect to name the opponent to who you're going to play over here next week or in the upcoming weeks, or is that?
That's the NFL's decision.
But the Green Bay thing is, you feel confident? I mean, that's what fans always ask. Obviously they know the Packers are supposed to come to Jacksonville next year. Where's your stand on that?
To get back to your question before, we would hear from the fans if we moved the Packers out of Jacksonville. So, no, there's no question. We want the Green Bay game to be played in Jacksonville.
Shad, how much will you have any input or even try to nudge the NFL in any way to get a second game where you're the away opponent and it's a back-to-back? Especially
think,
if it's a division opponent.
I think, Gene, I mean, it's having a conversation. I think it's always welcome. And, we have to do, the right thing for the Jaguars, and we have to do the right thing for the NFL. So there might be a time where, that would make sense. And Certainly, you know, we'd be looking at it. But I think right now, certainly I'm gratified. We've got the NFL support to be, you know, the home team for London and be playing a game here for the next 5 years. And so I think that's very good. Now, do we expand on that, build on that? That is very much a work in progress. You know, stay tuned.
3 years ago, Shad, you said originally when before you ever even made the original deal to come to London, you mentioned Spain, you mentioned Germany. Is that still on your radar?
I think it's not on the Jaguars' radar. I think it should be and is now on the NFL radar. There are fans there. You know, Germany would be a good example. Mexico would be another one. And I think the NFL ought to be catering to them.
So you don't think the Jaguars would play a game in London and also in Germany, perhaps as the visiting team?
I don't think that's what we're looking at.
Pretty committed to London then.
Well, committed to Jacksonville and playing games in London.
Yeah. How does playing a home game here and then playing the following week as an away team, how does that work for you? You say you have to do what's best for the Jaguars. How would that be the best for the Jaguars? Is that a good situation or a better situation than just playing one game? Or
well, we're much stronger financially, and if we're strong financially, that means we're on the path to being stable in Jacksonville. So right. Yes, it has served us very well.
So as an away team too, you benefit more so?
Not to the degree we do as a home team.
Okay.
But you know,
your fans here would love it, right? You get to go to back-to-back games.
I think we're just really blessed that we've received the support we have, you know, first in Jacksonville and then over here. So we're, you know, the model is working. It's just a question of ensuring that we protect our position within that model. And you know, it's no secret that there are more and more teams within the NFL that are interested in international. The league itself is more interested in international, and it's really important for the Jaguars in Jacksonville that we protect our position in London.
Do you get the sense, Mark, that in Jacksonville, that the fans there have accepted that there's going to be a game in London and that's part of the deal, and there's a certain amount of actual pride in that versus, hey, they took a home game away from us?
We have really, really smart football fans, you know, perhaps some of the most sophisticated football fans in the entire country call Northeast Florida their home, and they understand it. You know, they've gone through a lot of years of speculation about what's going to happen to their NFL team. And I know they have been listening and can see that we're under the belief that we're a much stronger NFL team in Jacksonville by playing 9 games in Jacksonville and 1 game in London. And almost just as important, you know, the city leaders share that. The Chamber of Commerce shares that. Our sponsors share that.
Is that a yes?
Yes. Shad, are you still hopeful to have an indoor practice facility built by a training camp, and how is that process going? Are you happy with the city? How has the city responded to that?
Well, you know, we are obviously negotiating with the city on an indoor practice facility and then really other amenities in the stadium and, you know, for the city of Jacksonville. So I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic, and I think it's moving, you know, at a process, obviously. And I think, you know, we want to be in a position here in the next month or so to be able to, you know, get the holy water sprinkled and be able to announce it, you know.
Is that tied at all to the shipyards project?
Yes and no. I think it's something that stands on its own, but certainly the way we're looking at it, any of the development over there should be an integrated kind of development where, you know, one supports the other. And so it's going to be tied into it with bridges or, you know, some other ways, walking, pedestrian walkway, or and architecturally, you want to have some harmony, you know, one doesn't have to be done, you know, in a certain sequence. So,
where are you on that shipyards project? About the same stage?
Well, I think, you know, there are environmental issues, and I think, you know, the city is looking at that. Our goal is, I think, timing-wise, We want to get the practice facility and the other development on the south side of the stadium done first, and then that'll give city enough time to focus on really having a plan to clean up the site, and then we can, you know, we'd love to engage with the city. So,
Shad, last year you sat in on a few of the meetings with the city and business leaders from the London area. Were you able to do that this week? And
how did it go?
Very good. I think every day we've been here, you know, with the city, making the rounds and talking to a number of prospects. And so I think, you know, for me, that's really has been an acid test, how many jobs get created for Jacksonville. This is, you know, use the power of football as economic good for city of Jacksonville. So I think it's been very well. So this is our third year here. Some of the people we've spoken to over the last 2 years, I mean, you know, it's resulted in real economic growth. And it's giving us a certain profile where, I mean, I'd love to see, you know, nonstop flights out of Jacksonville, maybe to Europe. I think that would really, really be great to really connect the city and, you know, put it on an, at least a map. Where it gets the consideration and serve not only Northeast Florida, but, you know, South Carolina, whatever. I think between Atlanta and Orlando, there is a missing landing area or, you know, connection point, and Jacksonville would serve that well. So I think that's one of many, many things that can come out from really the activities we have here.
It's just shot over the last 10 games. What kind of progress or results do you need to see that tells you that Gus is still the right guy for this job?
Well, I think, you know, you want to, I think you want to see how the football team is now versus 3 years ago.
You think it's, have they taken steps backward?
I think, you know, life in general, football in particular, you know, it's not a straight line going up. I mean, it's more the trend, you know, it gets better, gets worse, gets better. So I think, you know, we know where the starting point was, and we want to see where the ending point is and what the journey's been over the last 3 years.
As the owner, do you have to separate a little bit? Hey, you lost your first-round pick in rookie camp. You've had other injuries. How do you weigh the on-field? You still want to win, but also there are some excuses.
Well, I think, you know, that's life in football. I think that's life in general. You know, you have some good breaks, you have some bad breaks. You've got to take that into consideration. But, you know, it can't be, you know, can't be a medium for excuse making either. I think, you know, every team has those kind of issues to deal with.
Bouncing off Ryan just a little bit, and forgive me if I missed something, but is it a situation where no matter what happens as far as wins and losses, your coach and your GM or your guys, at least through the end of the year, no matter what, I mean, they've got this year to do their thing?
I think that's the only sane and the proper thing to do. I mean, it's never even crossed my mind that, you know, from that viewpoint. Yeah, absolutely.
Does the Yahoo streaming interest you? Do you see that as a huge opportunity for the Jaguars as well as the NFL?
Absolutely. I think this is a historic moment. I think it's going to really, you know, this will be in a lot of trivia contests 20 years from now, you know, which was the first game that was streamed. There's going to be more and more, especially sports, other media, that's going to go directly from the provider to the consumer. And this is absolutely, you know, that model. I think it's as revolutionary as probably cable was 40 years ago.
Does it surprise you that Yahoo announced that they sold the thing out?
Yeah. No, it didn't surprise me.
Didn't surprise you at all?
No. I expected that. I think, frankly, you know, if it wasn't, there'd be a lot of head-scratching what's going on.
Shot on a personal level, what would a victory Sunday in Wembley mean for you?
Well, I think it means for me no more, no less than another Jags fan, you know, that I think it's, we deserve it.
Is there an NFL team in L.A. next year?
I think, you know, you guys know as much as I think I do. I think it's a process that's going on, you know, frankly, I don't think anybody knows. It's still in a, you know, baking stage, and I believe the vote comes up next January or so, and by that time, hopefully, the, you know, stars will align as to what the logical solutions might be.
Do you think at this owners' meeting in March, do you think there'll be a vote on playoff expansion, or is it a little further away?
I mean, I you know, I don't have any inside knowledge. I mean, I just have a gut that probably not this time. I think, yeah. That's my gut instinct. Yeah, so.
Mark, you're a director for Fulham still, aren't you? And you sent Hussein over here to work on the synergy between those two things. Is there that opportunity, you think, with Fulham still in the Championship League at this point?
Oh, absolutely. And I think if you go to the game today, you'll see a beautiful example of that on the front of the Fulham home jersey. Visit Florida is the primary sponsor of the Fulham Football Club, and you know that deal was done in Jacksonville, not in London. Hmm.
Mr. Conn, the extension 5 years with a 5-year option here at Wembley. You said earlier that you wanted it, like 15 years was the number you threw out there. Why the 5 years and then the five on top of that? I was a little short.
Well, I think, the NFL is obviously the final, you know, authority on making the decision making, and, you know, this is what they're comfortable with, so that's what we're going with.
Would you have liked to have seen that thing through 30-30?
Well, I think I'm delighted to see it for 5 years plus another 5 years.
Has London been, aside from financial, everything you expected for the team in terms of fan reaction, in terms of what you feel from it?
Yeah, I think we've benefited. The Jaguars, Jacksonville's benefited greatly, frankly, from this London experience. We have a lot of fans coming out. I think it's been great. I think... believe me, there's been personal growth for a lot of people in Jacksonville that I know. This has opened their eyes. You know, there's another world out there, and how we can leverage. Jacksonville has a huge amount of resources. Young, bright people would be a good example, and really, you know, economic growth. Nothing happens without economic growth, and if we can have that in Jacksonville, you know, Jaguars and the community is going to do fine. So,
Sean, you long stated that Europe is a place that the NFL needs to get to at some point. When it does get there, 5 years, 10 years, whatever, would you rather see it start out with just one team, or do you think that there should be a whole division of teams to kind of make it a little bit equal for at least those four?
I think, Gene, I mean, it's a huge amount of speculation. I mean, I don't know. I think what I've said in the past, you're seeing it happen, and there's going to be more games here. And the model right now is, teams playing a home game here in London, and then maybe, you know, another European city or two, and maybe South America.
So there's more mojo in Jacksonville.
I think mojo, you got to create mojo in Jacksonville. And
said there's been a kind of an awakening for some people. Personal growth, I think, is what you just said.
Yeah.
There's opportunity, you know, outside that we ought to look at, whether it's bringing capital in, whether it's, you know, bringing jobs in. It's taking what assets we have and finding a bigger market for them.